friends to this lesson. I remember we actually learned tefillin with Rav Ben Chaim at YU many, many moons ago. So something I was thinking about over the course of the last couple of days to speak out a little bit. I hope that it'll dovetail into a bunch of different other discussions. Yipatish, Yiputzet, Sela. You can't just have one. But in the interest of time and to try to be magbil a little bit, I'm looking at the wrong sheet of paper. That's a good one, too. I wanted to address a little bit in the Gemara. I was looking at it over Shabbos, or Chazaring over Shabbos, some of the things I've learned. And I want to look at a little piece of the Gemara. I understand that you talked a little bit about Ksivas Mezuzah already, right? So I wanted to speak a little bit about Ksivas Mezuzah, but Mamish just like to touch just a little bit, because it's a huge, huge thing, and Baruch Hashem, I'm sure Rav Ulig will take you all through. So the Gemara on Lamed Beis and Beis starts Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Talam b'makil psula. If you go and you want to make an invention, I'm sure that they tried this already, one of these mitzvah concepts, that people put out Shabbos light, and the Kedei Reblech, and the Shabbos light bulb. I don't know if they're all the same, but these people who are thinking that, we're in camp, in the country, walk around there, and it's a very, very handy thing. You go and you have a hiking staff, and on its top, you have a mezuzah on the top, right? So you put the mezuzah into the top of the pole, right? So you walk around with Simcha Zach, Chashuv Chavrusa staff over here. Joy, Simcha Zach. Welcome. So the mitzvahs concepts. Simcha Zafir here. Excellent. So the mitzvah concept, so they say you're going, you're walking, you're hiking, so you have a hiking pole, and you put it at the top. What do you put at the top? You put it at the top of a cloth, you fit it in, so now it's number one, you don't slip while you're hiking, and number two, you stop wherever you stop for the night, put down this pole into the right by the doorway, and poof, instant mezuzah. I've got a mezuzah wherever I go, I've got a shmirah. It's unbelievable, right? So the mitzvah makil, the mezuzah makil. So, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, not just this case, but also I'll teach you another case. What is that? If you are meniach this mezuzah achar adelas sakana, it's dangerous. Vein ba mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah involved, right? So this is sakana and the ain bo mitzvah. Fine. The chavra from Munbas HaMelech, and all of us remember Munbas HaMelech, the Geshmak guys, right? Munbas HaMelech, chavra's Geshmak guys, they like mitzvah. So what do they do? So they would go, and they would make a zecher in any of their pundakim, right? Any of anytime they go to a hotel, the Holiday Inn, or whatever, Days Inn, Hotel 6, they would go make a zecher le mezuzah. That's number one. So we have this entire Indian Munbaz is chaver, they're going and they're bringing a portable mezuzah. Then we have the mezuzah makel, trademark pending, and it's a sakana. Not only that, but this lashon shows up in a bunch of other places also. This lashon shows up in a bunch of other places that this notion of sakana. So it says Rashi over here on the spot. Rashi says, what's a sakana? Because of the mazikin, right? The mazikin out there. Where the mazikin, the mezuzah is a shmira, and you need to be nishmar from those mazikin, and that's why what you need this mezuzah, the mezuzah for. So later on, the Gemara in Lamed Gimel, says again, "Amar Rava mitzvah leniach betevach asamach lushes harabim." My time, what's the reasoning? Kadesh yivgav mezuzah miyad. Rachinina Masura Amar ki heichid the nitre. No, you need it, so you should come in so immediately. You should have the nitre, right? Nitore karta, shmira. Then it's a shmira. And we come to another famous explanation. It says Rabbi Chanina says, "Borei, come and see. I want to tell you something." Lo kaminas baser v'dam Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like a regular king, because what happens? Melech baser v'dam yoshev miyufnim ve'am ishmor v'chutz. We have the king sits in his throne room, and the guards sit on the outside. Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't the same. Avadav yoshev miyufnim. His servants sit on the inside. V'hu mishmor miyufchutz. He guards them from out. Shenem Hashem shomrecha Hashem tzilcha. Hayad yaminecha. Hashem guards you, Hashem covers you, Hashem shades you, He protects you. Al yad yamincha, on your right side. We see that very, very interesting drush in the mezuzah. We know the mezuzah is supposed to be on the right side, derech biecha, as you go in. So we put that there's this inyan of shmir by the mezuzah. I would also toss out, there's a famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I didn't have a chance to put it in my papers, but we know that that Unclus converted, and his uncle was the Caesar. Was not very happy about it. And he sent a legion to go take him back. And there's a number of different interchanges that he has with these three groups of chevru trying to come take Unclus back to his uncle and convince him not to convert. One of the conversations is, as he's leaving, he puts his hand on the mezuzah, and they said, hey, what are you doing? Hey, keep your hands where I can see them, right? I think there's maybe a sword in the door, or maybe it's a Malkel mezuzah again, and then he pulls it out of the wall, and he can start beating him up. But no, he says, look, you're guards, right? What do the guards do? Normally, you guard the king, but by us, the king guards us. There's this notion of shmira. There's this notion of shmira over here. It seems there in the Gemara. And so the question I want to think about for a couple of minutes. What's the functionality of the mezuzah? I think maybe it touches into a more global discussion of what's the mechayev of the mezuzah. Is it the person, or is it the house? And there's just one nafkamina of that in terms of our understanding of this important mitzvah. So we said, Rashi says, it's a sakana to leave your mezuzah hanging by your makal zuzah over there. It's a sakana because it doesn't work. There's no shmir. Right? There's no shmir over there. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to see a famous Rambam with you. I don't know if you've seen this Rambam. There are two really famous Rambams in the mezuzah. They're both kedai to see. The Rambam, Perek Hei, Halacha Daled, says as follows. Minug Pashat, Shekosim ha-mezuzah, Yidokot Kenegdin, Ha-Revach, Ben Parsh L'Pasha, Shakai, Ben Bezehefsin. Right, so there's a minug. There's a minug, and it seems there's a Pashat minug. We seem to do it also. That they take Shem Shakai, and they put it in between on the other side of the empty space in the mezuzah. There's no problem with that, because it's on the outside. But watch out, because now there's going to be a problem. Aval elu shekosim mevnim shemos malachim or shemos kedoshim o pasuk o chosmin harizeh bechlal she'ein lam chilek b'olam haba. But those people who go and write on the inside of mezuzahs, right, they write Shemos, they write names of Malachim, Shemos Gadoshim, they write Psukim. You have no chelik in Olam Haba if you do such a thing. Wow, right? Fire, it gets better. Or worse, the case may be. She Elu HaTipshim, you think this is the Ravid right already, Elu HaTipshim with a lesson like this. Elu HaTipshim, Lo Dailahem, She Bidlu Mitzvah, Ela Asam Mitzvah Gedola, She Yichur Hashem, Hashem Shal Kesh Baruch Hu, Vavaso Vavaraso. It's not enough that they're going and they're being mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah, an unbelievable mitzvah, a mitzvah which is to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to know that there's only one Hashem in the world, and that we're, and to keep in mind the idea that we have to serve Him. And you're taking all this and you're making it kilu hikameya, right? Just like it's some type of amulet. You're taking it and making it as if you're some, as it's some type of amulet. And this is mamish, this is like for the futilities of the world. Fire, right? If you think on this Rambam a little bit and then go rewind, go back to that Rashi. Sounds like Rashi and the Rambam are having a little bit of a disagreement. Right? According to Rashi in that sogya is, it says that Rashi says, oh, that you... You can't use the makel zozah. You're not doing the mitzvah, and it's not a shmirah from the mazikin. And the Rambam says, "What mazikin? What mazikin?" And the next Rambam will amplify the shita even more. Amplify it even more. It's even more powerful. What the Rambam is saying over here, he's really magnish something over here. The Rambam says, "Don't make the mezuzah into some type of shmirah. There's something you're supposed to be doing with this mezuzah." What the Rambam says? Say, Rambam says, "Chayv adam lizaher b'mezuzah mibnishi chovas hakol." Chovas kol tamei, but chol zman sheyachnis v'yatze yifka v'yichurat shemo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That what is the point of the mezuzah? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What do we have to do with the mezuzah? That every time we pass through that doorway, we should encounter Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, and we should remember Yizkor Avaso. And you should walk and you should look at the mezuzah and you should keep in mind that there's nothing lasts forever. There's nothing else except for Shem Hashem. There's nothing else except for Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else. And He is the Olam Ol Me'ad. El Yidiyaso Tzur HaOlam. And he returns to himself. He returns to his true self. Of course, shades and colors of the other famous Rambam about revealing a person's true essence and what they really want to do. V'holech b'darchei yemisharim, and go back to Yashras. Go back to who I need to be. Right? You go. You encounter. What's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem that the Rambam is? Fire against those who are making the mezuzah into a kameya. You're taking something that you should walk in, look at it, and all of a sudden have this pilus. Just have this unbelievable reaction. Go through these concepts that of ikre emuna as you encounter the mezuzah daily as I go in and as I go out. And it should take you someplace. It should seriously take you someplace to a new level, an awareness of who I need to be and what I need to do. Amru chachamim rishonim kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'rosho v'zro v'tzeh v'tzitzis b'vegado mezuzah b'pidcho mochzak shelo lo yechta. It's a chazaka that a person who is wearing tefillin and tzitzis and a mezuzah in his door, he's not going to sin. What? Is this some type of magical amulet? Some type of magical formula? No. Shari yesh lo mazkirin rabin. He has many things to remind him, to meditate on, to think about. Ve'hen hem ha-malachim ha-matzilin oso. And these are the malachim. When you say, what does it mean, the malachim that are saving you from the mazikin? The Rambam casts this Gemara in a totally new light, in a totally different light. The Rambam says, what's the shmira? The shmira is... you seeing these mitzvah objects whose purpose is, as Rav Soloveitchik would say, Hakim Shebelev. The mitzvah is accomplished not just through the Chayvas HaGuf, but also through the Chayvas HaLevavos VeHilchos Deos, as Rav Huttner and Rav Kook would say. That really, it's that this is supposed to be evocative and elicit a certain response from the thinking Oved Hashem. I encounter the mezuzah and it changes my mind. And this is what the pasuk really means. This is what the shmira really is. It's a fantastic, fantastic bar. What's more, Rabbeinu Tam, also Al Atar, learns learns the Gemara also differently. What's the sakana? He says, because if your mezuzah is hanging, you're going to bump your head on it. The sakana is not a spiritual sakana the way the Rashi is learning it. The Rambam is saying, no, this is really it. The point is not that we're afraid of mazikin. It's that we want to not to be a mazik ourselves. I thought you could hear in it certain shades. Also, the Gemara in Lama Gimel, where it says that you should be yifka of a mezuzah, the mezuzah should be on the outward post of the door, so and within the tefach closest to Rishus HaRabim, so you should immediately encounter the mezuzah. Immediately encounter the mezuzah because it's a shmira? No, because it's about you're about to go out to the world. But also, the dorshim, I believe I heard B'Shem Pesach Kron when I was a chassan many, many years ago, that before you walk in the door also, you're taking a shmira, you're taking the idea, and remind yourself, things are going to pass, nothing lasts forever, just the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That moment of aggravation that you have as you're going to walk in and interact with your family, you know, because that's the biggest thing about family, they're the ones we love the most, the ones that get us the most, they push our buttons the most. Most of the world you can block out. When you interact with somebody day in and day out, they push your buttons. To remind yourself, this mood will pass, these feelings will pass, the anger will pass, but that we're building something here together, that each house is a personal base of Mikdash, each home is something special. That's what I'm looking to build. And also all the currents you're about to interact with as you're about to get on the B train, you're about to get on the LIRR, or the path if you're from New Jersey, that I'm going to encounter a world that is not along the same lines as I am, and I need to get my head on straight. And I encounter the mezuzah as I'm coming and as I'm going. It changes your mind, literally. So I think you also can hear, additionally, shades of this, the machlokes. So is the mezuzah then a chovas cheftza or a chovas gavra? Think about it for a second. If it's a chovas cheftza, it's a din in the house, that the and it could be that maybe the current within the Gemara that one can hear, and the Gemara we've shown him, that talk about it as a type of a shmira, is because it's a chovas cheftza. I have a house, and the house needs a mezuzah. I have a beged, the beged needs tzitzis. Or the way the Rambam seems to be learning it, it's chovas gavra. I'm supposed to come in. Yes, I have to put up the mezuzah, but the point is that the mezuzah is really, the mitzvah of the mezuzah is niskayim, when I encounter the mezuzah, and it changes my mind. And it reminds me of what it's supposed to. The mezuzah is doing what it's got to do. What time is it? How much more time do I have? 11 minutes. Great. Okay. So let me share with you one more idea which goes along with this, and then you'll see something fantastic. I mean, this is also fantastic, but this is something else that's fantastic. You also hear this a little bit in Aleinu. There's a machlokas, famous machlokas that Beis Yosef and Bach regarding to the placement of where does Aleinu go. We see it played out between the Ashkenazim, Sephardim, and Nesach Sephard, that where do we put Aleinu? Is Aleinu this piece is in Harari Kedem, if you want to look it up yourselves, by Sefiras Omer. Is it that Aleinu is the last part of davening? Or is it the last thing that I say as I'm about to go out to the world? Right? Machlokes Beis Yosef and Bach. Is it the end of davening? Or is it the last thing I see before I leave the shul? What am I not giving you? Well, it depends on what you're going to put afterwards. If you hold like the Sfardim, Nesach Sfard, Nesach Ari, the last thing you say is Aleinu. The last thing you say really as I'm about to leave. We put Shir Shel Yom, we put Inkelkenu, Ketores, right before you walk out. You walk out of shul. So the last thing you say. So then you say Aleinu. Ashkenazim, especially if you're an Eretz Yisrael, Gra, right. So what do? You say Aleinu. Say Gevul Etzion, Kadosh Tiskabel, Aleinu. Davening is done. Ah, now there are other things I have to say. Shir Shel Yom and Ketores and Inkelkenu is all good. All these different things, Tehillim. But that's the end of the prayer service. It says that, I believe it says the Beis Yosef. Why do I say Aleinu? because I'm about to walk out, and similar to the Rambam shot over here, I'm about to walk out and see a whole bunch of things that are they're not in consonance with who we are. There's heavenly olam out there. I have to remember that nothing lasts forever except for Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is a whole bunch of temptations, a whole bunch of things, but there's only one thing that goes on forever. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the same shot in Aleinu as it is in Mezuzah, because it's the same idea as I'm going out there. As I'm about to go out, I need that type of shmira, right? The shmira is inside my head. The shmira is inside of me. I'd like to share with you, finally, a shtickle from the Nos Desha. The Nos Desha, not the Nos HaDesha, right? The Nos Desha is one of the other son of the Meshulach. The Meshulach had a very, very famous son, the Beis Yaakov, who was the Yishbitzer Rebbe after him. And then he had another son, whose name was the Nos Desha, who was known as the Biskvitzer. You don't hear so much about that Biskvitzer, but his name was Shmuel Avram David of Biskvitz. Liner, of course, is the last name. The way his Sefer is written, as opposed to Meshulach, which was really written by the Radzina, or the Beis Yaakov, which was written partially by the Beis Yaakov and by other grandsons and nephews, the Biskvitzer, the Nos Desha, writes in a way which is much, much more, you know, in the type of Sefer reading that we're used to. I oftentimes joke, it's like the Ishbitzer Nesiva Shalom. Okay? He does it like with a kasha. He like ask, like quote a midrash and ask a kasha and give a derher and then answer it all up with an Ishbitzer Yisod. As opposed to the way the other Sfarim are written, that they just sort of throw these Yisodas at you and you sort of have to harmonize them yourself. Here he sort of leads you through it in a much, much more spelled out way. And the way he does it is so fundamental, and it's beautiful. And so in Parshas Korach, the Nos Desha writes the following. He says, "Demaihu inyan mezuzah." What's the inyan of mezuzah? So Korach, of course, had this issue with it. He had a hang up about mezuzahs also. Get it? Hang up? That's pretty rabbinic. He had a hang up about mezuzahs also. Had a problem with mezuzahs and tefillahs. These were apparently his two big kashas. It's like that guy in yeshiva who has this one kasha, right? And just asks that kasha over and over. Doesn't want to hear the answer. Just wants to hear himself ask the kasha. Maybe it's a little bit. But Korach had these kashas. What was the kasha was? What do I need? Tefillahs in a talis shah. And you had tzitzis on a talis shah tefillahs. And what do I need? One scrap of parchment on a house full of svarim. A house full of Sefer Torah. I need one more set, one more little scrap. What do I need that for? So here's this big yisod. It's apparently a whole bunch of places in Ishbitz. I couldn't find it in my notes except for in this place, but apparently it's there also. That's Hashem. I'm writing an index to Ishbitz's farm. So that's Hashem, because Baruch Hu should bench me that I should be able to finish it, because it's an ocean. But to try to be able to find things like this. So he says as follows. What am I supposed to do? Like, what's this inyan that I have to hang up a mezuzah? Inyan kachu. This is the inyan. Afa pisha adam osik bevodas Hashem kishorosi lasos dabar chadosh. Dahayinu latzeis ba'avira dahayama. I'm about to do something different. I'm about to move into a new stage of life. I've been doing what Hashem Baruch Hu wants all my life. But I'm about to make a transition. I say this to my chassanim all the time. That you're standing in a doorway. What's the point of a doorway? A doorway is, we're used to hearing that, you know, it's already a cliche. When one door closes, another door opens. I'm standing at the doorway. We have a whole tefillah, of course, which is called Ni'ilah, right? Where you're standing at the door. Rav Shagar called his collection for Yom Kippur, Al Kapata Manul, my hand on the doorknob, right? I'm standing at a point of transition. I'm standing at a point in my life where I'm about to transition. One of the first long shmuzim that I heard from Rabbi Weinberger back in the day. And I, again, when I was a chassam in 1998, was that by Mila, he had just delivered a tear-wrenching Yisker Drasha. And he opened with, one of the chavra said, maybe it would be better if I didn't say anything. But then he said, that in terms of trying to understand the nature of Ni'ila, is that by Jews, we treasure, we guard, and we try to uplift our transitions, because they're pregnant with such potential at all times. Every new beginning is pregnant with such possibility. Every new beginning. So why do we put a mezuzah in the door? And again, you hear echoes of the Rambam in this piece from Naz Desha. He knew the Rambam also. That when you want to do a davar chadash, dahainu latzeis ba'avir dahayama, then nikra pesach. This is an open door. Hayahu gam kein in Shabbos, and Shabbos is the same Indian, that whenever it is, that whenever a person wants to do something new, hayatzarech mechadesh lekabel alav ol malchus shemayim ve'ol mitzvos. Me'inim mitzvos, shabba hayim shemoah. Lo dai b'ma shehaya oved Hashem yizbarach harata. It's become time to do something new. Before I start with something new, I mamish need to say Shema. I mamish need to again hear that message of the mezuzah that the Rambam so eloquently put to us. I'm about to have this transition. I need to think about things, get my head on straight, understand, clarify my priorities. This is such a powerful thing, a powerful message of the Megillah. And it's these transitions that we need to guard. Baruch Hashem, all of us are in a place of transition constantly. You know, I bench you all that we shouldn't be stagnant ever in Avodas Hashem, that we're always going through the doors, we're always needing that Shmira, we're always needing to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch was wanting from us, the Yichud Shemo, Avodaso, that we have what to do. And every transition, as we're moving into our next stage of life, from being being a high school kid to being a college bacher, right? And then from there going on to get starting a new job and getting married, and then parenthood, and then the parenthood of teenagers, Hashem Yishmor, and then ultimately becoming a shvigar, a shver, father-in-law, mother-in-law, and ultimately being a grandparent. And our hasagas and our growth accompanies us constantly. Constantly, constantly, constantly. I bet you all that should remember to stand by the mezuzah and daven. Through every transition in life. From the most mundane of coming home to work to the biggest simcha as you go to lead your children down to the chuppah. But this message of Shema should stick with us. When we look at the mezuzah, it should be a different mezuzah. We should try, and it's always an uphill battle. For myself, I can speak for myself. It's always an uphill battle every day to try to get a little bit more. Thinking about what it was that I heard when I was in college from Reuben Chaim, and then thinking more and more what I heard from Weinberger 4 or 5 years later, and now as I was listening to the Sefer by the Shabbos, as I was sitting by it and thinking what I could say to you. Stand by the mezuzah, you're about to start something new. Hashem Baruch Hu should bench all of our efforts. We should be ma'asliach, ultimately, the ultimate hatzlacha. We should be zoicha to eat every year on Tisha B'Av, not just this year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
What a great way. I think we officially ended the first man in the summer.